In California, prominent Democratic Party fundraiser and gay rights activist Ed Buck has been found guilty on 9 felony charges in federal court. Those include 2 counts of giving methamphetamine to men who died of an overdose at Buck's West Hollywood apartment on 2 different occasions. Robert Garova of member station KPCC reports from Los Angeles.
Evidence at the 9-day federal court trial showed that Buck spent years hosting party-and-play sessions at his apartment, where he would get men to do drugs and perform sexual activities. On 2 occasions, Buck's actions turned deadly. Jamel Moore died of an overdose in 2017. Timothy Dean died in 2019. Both victims were Black. Buck is white. After the verdict was read, about a dozen family, friends, and supporters of Moore and Dean gathered for a press conference outside the federal courthouse. They were specifically congratulating writer and political strategist Jasmine Kanick, who fought for years to bring attention to the case. Kanick says family and friends of the victims feel vindicated.
Ed Buck is going to pay for the crimes he committed, not just to their loved ones, but to an entire community of Black men here.
In 2018, a former Los Angeles district attorney declined to prosecute Buck for Moore's death after an investigation. Activists said the DA wasn't aggressive because the victims were Black, gay, drug users, and sometimes homeless, and Buck was a powerful white man. Corey McLean was a longtime friend of Moore's and enjoyed traveling with him across the U.S. He says he moved to L.A. from New York to advocate for justice for Moore.
It's been a long fight for the last 4 years, taking everyone down as far as the sheriff, the district attorney, and to bring justice to this case. So for me, it's relieving that his story wasn't just put out there and looked over, but we actually got the results that we looked for.
Buck's attorney did not respond to a request for comment. At 66, Ed Buck faces a mandatory minimum of 20 years in federal prison. For NPR News, I'm Robert Garova in Los Angeles.